But okay. So we're gonna start off
in my early 20s. See you later, on my first job, when the African hairdo became popular, the first day I went to work with it, my boss, who just happened to be Caucasian, joke to me was, "What did you do? Stick your finger in an electric socket?" Okay, which I didn't find very funny. Okay. Yes. And so that's the end of that one.
Okay. So how was it back in the day when you were a child?
Back in the day, it wasn't hidden. It wasn't hidden racism.
Okay.
So you were very much aware of it. So it was just an accepted way of life. You didn't like it, but you were aware. You knew certain neighborhoods you didn't go in. You knew if you went to certain places, you could not go in and use the restrooms or be served in the restaurants. You knew certain schools you were not going to get into. So it was, you unlike today, where it's hidden, it was out there for you to deal with back when I was a child.
Okay. Another question is, what's different from today and back in the day?
Well, that was one difference, is that it was clear versus hidden. In fact, it was, some of that stuff were in the laws. I mean, it was just acceptable behavior. Okay? And back in the day, like, you didn't learn about Black history. It was, I was an adult before I realized that Blacks had invented things and had a history. So, it was just a regular way of life. That was the reason that excited the civil rights movement, because after a while, people just got tired of being treated that kind of way. And that made, like, great men like Martin Luther King and other civil rights leaders put their life on the line to change some of these things. Because under the guidelines that we're all made equal.
Okay. Do you know about Emmett Till, and how do you feel about his death?
Now, I'm not familiar with that name, because like I said, back then they did not teach us Black history.
Okay.
So I feel that the kids today know more about the Black history leaders than we did. We only know the ones that was out there on the television.
Yeah, well, okay. Emmett Till, he wasn't like a leader. He was a 14-year-old boy that got beaten brutally.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Like, his face was messed up. Like, his mom didn't even know that it was him. And she had an open casket.
Okay, I remember that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now, the way I feel about that is just that was typical of the way they used to victimize Blacks in the South and other places from the beginning of time. I mean, back to when they had segregation, where they used to hang Blacks from the tree.
Yeah, they lynched them.
Yeah, where they lynched them. So Blacks have always been in danger in certain parts of the world that they go, because they're Black. And to make it more personal, I have a sister that went to a party at a friend of hers' house who happened to be Caucasian, whereas she was the only Black at the party. And at some point, they all jumped on her. And this was right there in Center City about 4 years ago. So, like I said, it's just the way it is, because you can't change what's in mind. And when they had the guys, the people that wore the hoods, they had children, and their children has had children. And these are the people that are out in the workplace now, and you're going to school with them, you're riding in, and what makes you think that their attitudes has changed? they seemed to say when they took off them hoods, we're going in, but we're coming out different.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, yeah. So it's still there. Because these kids and the kids of the kids are worse than them because they have been fed this stuff from birth.
Okay.
Don't think they died. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So do you have any final thoughts? Anything else you would like to say?
It's just that I had hoped that in my lifetime I would see a change. But it isn't. And in fact, it's coming back again hard. It's just that the children of today, the young people of today that never experienced it the way we did, don't recognize it.
Okay.
And they were brought up to feel that it's not there. They don't see where it touches them. Okay. Because they're not aware. We were aware.
Okay.
So hopefully, I believe in God, and I still feel that He has the final say in all this.
Okay. Thank you for answering my questions. Have a nice day.
You too.